ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಫೆಲ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಇನ್ ಗ್ರೀಟಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೀಸ್. The power of peace filled with godly love, with divine character, with swadharma of the self, peace and purity is our natural nature and our dharma. Swadharma. And it's our attention today that Baba has drawn today. Last week was full moon week on study. His teacher, relationship with teacher. And today, again, the means of safety is remembrance. Safety in many different ways of aspect, in many different aspects, and becoming alert, aware, especially Baba says remembrance, not bhakti type remembrance. On the path of bhakti, people are taught to close the eyes. Sit in remembrance, but close your eyes. But it's here you are studying. And in natural remembrance of based on relationship, in devotion you close your eyes because relation is not there. But when relationship is created, either of the parents or of a friend or of the teacher or of the your child, do you close your eyes remembering him? It's so natural. Not only your eyes are opened, your intellect is open and your heart is also open. And so Baba has actually explained, made us aware last week, Murlis, income will be stolen. You are earning an unlimited income. Education is an income. I mean, today if you are earning millions and billions, can you actually earn with your eyes closed? You keep your eyes are open. The more you earn the income, the more your eyes become bright. And so if you are really knowledge is source of income, you really believe this, it's an income, how can I close my eyes? And Baba has opened my third eye. And I am remembering Baba with different relationships. We have been calling him with different names. But one name includes many names in it. He says, I have only one name. Remember me with this name and with relationship. Shiva Baba. Shiva means benevolent. But on the path of bhakti also remember Mukteshwar, because his benevolence liberates, purifier, uplifter, guide, mukti datam, many aspects, many, many remembrance. Bholanath, Lord, Lord of Innocent, Amarnath, Somnath, Badrinath, Kedarnath, all these are the attributive name. But what is the actually correct action behind, which makes our character strong? Character or sanskaras are created through four methods or becomes automatically. You get your character or sanskaras of the parents. Parents' sanskaras are naturally, you are born in a royal family. Your sanskaras are royal. You are born, whichever position your parents have or occupation have, some kind of that knowledge becomes natural in you. Second, your character is by the teacher. Your sanskaras are formed through study, knowledge. Because the knowledge you put into action, it becomes your sanskaras then, natural of doing the task of benevolence through that. Third is, sanskaras, character is made by the company you keep. Baba has created a school and also its satsang company. But all this is done by the correct understanding of the soul and soul consciousness. So this is why relationship is also important. The company of the truth is also important. And relationship with Baba is important. My study is most important. And relationship means remembrance. You remember, either you remember the task, but that is only sometime. But loveful remembrance of God is because of benevolence, kalyankari karma. Every act that Baba performs is for our benevolence. And I, through this remembrance, benevolence is taking place automatically, because yesterday he said, through only remembrance you are safe, it is the means of safety. Because you built an aura of protection, an aura of light. And that remembrance of your true self, remembrance of Baba, remembrance of who you are, an eternal and immortal soul, you actually build that energy, power, possible energy. Even the atomic energy will hit back and would not have effect on you. Natural calamities will go back. They come to the point next to you and turn, the wave changes. The fire is burning, it automatically something happens and it doesn't reach in that place. So remembrance has many miracles. And keeping the eyes open, today Baba said, I purify you through these eyes. You keep your eyes closed. Now how I can get the drishti to the, how the soul will receive this drishti? So we keep the third eye open and you will be able to be purified. This is why I ask you to. Otherwise you go to sleep, laziness will come. But it is not laziness of the body, but mind becomes lazy. Because when I acting open, the intellect is also open. You are interested to grasp things. And when my eyes are closed, laziness comes, intellect also becomes lazy. And then my personality also becomes lazy. I continue to delay the things. Laziness of the mind is the very subtle laziness. Laziness, I know all this weakness is in me, I pay attention, but then I become lazy to really make it my transformation. Transformation is called creating divine character. And so this is why both are needed, knowledge and yoga. Knowledge why I am doing this action. Knowledge full. Baba's sanskara today, Baba said, is knowledgeful. But he is Shiva, the benevolent being. They make the sanskaras, have knowledge of everything. go into the depth of everything. And knowledge is knowledge ability to use the knowledge. When I am able to use the knowledge, I am able to fight with Maya. I know what would be, I become the knower of the three aspects of time. He says, I just come to give knowledge of two things. Today is Murli. I come to give my true introduction, where they have defamed me. My sanskara, see my sanskara of benevolence. Most defamation they have made of me. And I come to help them. Even after unlimited defamation, I make you praiseworthy. You put me in stones, and I make your stone into your statue of stone, make virtue worthy. I don't keep you even in stone, non-living. I make you living. And how this is done on the path of devotion? All the statues are non-living. But what is invoked? It's a system in India. When the temple is built, the statue cannot be worshipped until this Prana Pratishthan ceremony. Bring that life in them. Prana Pratishthan. What is that life? That was their virtues, their powers, their purity, their benevolence, the character they have built at this time. In school, character is more important. Character is known when I'm studying in school, I have to be very careful about character. With company, character is spoiled. So I keep good company of Baba. So my character is not spoiled, my character is built. My chitra and charitra, both are being built. My chitra will be my statue, and my charitra will be Prana Pratishthan. In a temple is built, but if Prana Pratishthan is not there, that character is not invoked, it is not worshipped. So Baba says, okay, you can see I am a soul. You are in a body. Of course, you have to purify your body as well. That's why your body is worshipped there. And you purify the soul, then the saligrams are worshipped. But most worship is of the bodies. So, today's reading, only I realize that God's task is to purify the souls. But our task is to purify the body. Through remembrance, yesterday said, your sense organs will become cool. It will become pure. And when coolness is there, fire of lust, fire of anger, fire of jealousy, fire of rejection, fire of insult, all this is cooled down. And that is expressed through sense organs. Whatever I am learning, it is not only just only in the mind. They become sanskaras only when they come in action. And for action, I have this body. And this body is made of nature. So how am I purifying matter, body? By making my character divine. So my sense organs and these physical organs both. Sense organs, my sight, my ears, my tongue, my nose, my feelings. These are sense organs. Five senses. when I am purifying these senses, then automatically my actions is also, body matter is purified. I do not purify the air outside. I keep every breath clean. Remember Baba in every breath. Breathe in, breathe out in remembrance. I do not purify that fire, but my inner fire of love purifies matter. Inner fire of love purifies actions. So it is my responsibility is to purify matter, then I get worship worthy body. And Baba's responsibility, he says, I have come to purify the soul. But of course you get power from me to purify, otherwise it will become ego. I give you wealth, you become knowledgeful, but be trusty. I was thinking of what should be the method that is trusty. So this Amrit Vela, conducting meditation was the thought, you are giving vibrations, you are giving this power. He says that, and this treasure that is coming from you, he says, take the post of a cashier. You think that you are with the bank, in a bank, and all are creating deposit account with me, and deposit account, and the people come to cash, right? And cashier gives 100, 200, 1,000, never thinks it's my money, but it's going through him. So you are cashier. I have put you, I have given you this job to give through your drishti, give through your mouth, give through your sweetness, give through your smile, give through your company, give through your vibrations. People are cashing it because I give a lot of interest. Interest is very, if you take interest, interest is multiplied. It is always said, mool se byaj zyada pyar hai. Because what you deposit, it is safe than cash, than a current account. Current account is thief take away in a very different ways. But deposit account is safe. So deposit with God. Another aspect that what we deposit with Baba now, he says, this knowledge is not for this world, it is for the new world. And there I thought, it's my true. But it is with Vyaj. The interest that we cash it naturally in the golden age, but interest continues, Vyaj continues for the whole cycle. We remember, we instantly, on the path of devotion, we also get the in temporary reward. And now at the confluence age, we deposit again. So you become knowledgeful. Whatever actions you are doing, have knowledge and put the ability of knowledge, then sense organs because they are able to face, you are able to tolerate, you are able to handle, you are able to discriminate. These eight powers make you knowledgeable. Say, Kal Darshi, I give you the knowledge of myself and the beginning, middle and the end. That makes you Trikal Darshi, the avyakt signal. Now, blessing was actually that you know the beginning, what is the purpose of this task? What will I get at this time, the benefit of it? And what would be outcome? In the same way, wrong action. See the beginning. Is it beginning because of jealousy? Is it beginning because of competition? Is it beginning because of the desire of name and fame? why this action is coming into action. See the beginning. See what would happen in present time inside you if you are doing any wrong action. And see what would be the result. You lose your honor, no one loves you, no one appreciates you, no one wants to keep your company. You lose what you wanted more and more, you are losing more and more. Do good things, also understand. Be bodiless, be selfless, be benevolent, you imbibe the sanskaras of God, then you are Sada Shiv Saman. God is constant. Sada Shiv. Constant benevolent. So I am constant benevolent then when I am master knowledgeful. So Baba said today, my sanskara is knowledgeful sanskara. And then Brahma sanskaras is soul conscious sanskaras. And then becomes divine sanskaras through practical becoming Baba's instrument. And so that's the Shiva sanskaras in himself of benevolence. So two types of sanskaras are benevolent action with knowledge. But practical is connection. Yoga is made. Yesterday he said, your sense organs are cool. You become sweet and you become so sweet, loving, that you never take sorrow from anyone. Then you never get upset. The proof, check. If I get upset, then it means you have not understood. Naraz ho gaye ho, to raaz nahi samjha hai. So check which secret you have not understood that you became upset. Perhaps you have not been seated. 100% is, I am not seated in the seat of soul consciousness. I am not seated in my state of self-respect. I am not seated what God has given me, the seat of a royal yogi. So I am neither yogi nor knowledgeable, not serviceable. The result would be sorrow. Ravan will rule. And no matter how many intelligence I have, and the top is head of donkey. Right? Conflict. So Vishnu or Ramana, I have to see which kingdom I belong to. So I have to have knowledge of both. Not only more knowledge of the golden age, but recognize Maya. As much I recognize God, that much I should be recognizing Maya. Then it's called divine intellect. Because Bhagat do not know even what Ravan is. Today Baba said, उनको तो ये भी पता नहीं है रावण किसको कहा जाता है, ये भी पता नहीं विकार किसको कहा जाता है. तुम्हारी बुद्धि खुली है तो रावण को पहचानो, माया को भी पहचानो और बाबा को भी पहचानो, तो कहेंगे डिवाइन इंटेलेक्ट. तो कर्म श्रेष्ठ होंगे, शक्तिशाली स्टेज होगी. एक्शन विल बी एलिवेटेड, स्टेज विल बी पावरफुल. अच्छा, नाउ टाइम, योर कार्स आर ऑफ साइड. It's important that you go right time. I also, though I am taking I am not taking leave, because from home you don't take leave. I am just going from one place to another place, for the field of service is increased, and so Baba has given another job to do along with that, and with everyone's good wishes. Of course, with everyone's love and power, I do experience a lot of love, and that love will remain. See, this is what it is. 20 years lived in Germany, and yet have been always been here with you, with all you. So, and now in Madhuban, still because of communication, I give thanks to the main Baba's instruments here, especially the core team. Every information, as I had here, I get every information now. So communication is normal and natural. So I'm not going there. I am there, but still connected here. It's my home and office, and at the same time, from one office to another office. Om Shanti.